I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, April 26. Coming up, Jamaica to sign multi-destination marketing agreement with Peru, vacuum distillation unit to be installed at Petrodem Refinery, and Prime Minister Lord's Boys mentorship initiative at Bogwalk High School. The news in detail after the break.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Match for you and me and he.
Pierre Grant's gone to work. Them I do the match. We a girl if it's school. Me I do the match. Me polishing my shoes. Me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear. Afi do the match. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that. Match in the schools need to improve.
Challenge myself, set goals up top. Match afi me, match afi you.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
Now the news. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett has announced that Jamaica will sign a multi-destination marketing memorandum of understanding MOU with Peru to strengthen tourism relations between both countries. Mr. Bartlett says the multi-destination MOU was largely driven by the recent agreement between the government and Copa Airlines, which will see increased flights from South America to Jamaica. The multi-destination MOU is slated to be signed in October this year.
So this whole new arrangement is to give energy to these key partners in tourism and to enable small countries to get wealth from tourism, because the power of that wealth is in the hands of the creative products. So we're excited about what this will bring.
The tourism minister was speaking at an event in Peru recently. He says discussions are ongoing to collaborate in other areas such as gastronomy, entertainment, and strengthening of small and medium-sized enterprises. Energy Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says plans are underway for the installation of a vacuum distillation unit, VDU, at the Petrodem refinery. Vacuum distillation is part of the oil refining process that sees the production of petroleum products out of heavier oils left over from atmospheric distillation. Dr. Wheatley says the quality fuel produced from the VDU will be used for the bunkering industry, which is now a stipulation under International Maritime Organization guidelines.
We have more or less signed off on the EPC contractor to do the VDU. With the development of the Panama Canal, we are experiencing a significant growth in the number of ships passing through our ports. And it is important for us to be able to supply these ships with fuel. We have also seen an increase in the number of cruise ships coming to Jamaica. We should see an increase in demand of bunkering fuel. And so we have to ensure that we are able to meet that demand. The VDU project will allow us to be able to produce high standard fuel with low sulfur content.
The energy minister was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Minister of Education, Youth and Information Senator Ruel Reid says a review of tertiary education funding arrangements is being considered to ensure that more students have access to higher learning. Minister Reid says special focus is being placed on increasing access for students in low-income communities.
We value and respect our teachers and wish for an amicable and speedy settlement to these negotiations that is satisfactory to all parties. We advocate for mutual respect and wish to avoid any disruption to the education of our children, the future of our country.
The education minister was speaking at a graduation ceremony for 150 participants of the firefighting training course at the Caribbean Maritime University, CMU, Palisades Park, Kingston, on Wednesday. He says priority focus will be given to science, technology, engineering, and math STEM, and technical and vocational education and training TVET, as well as skill sets that are necessary for the modernization of the economy. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has lauded educators at the Bogwalk High School in St. Catherine for implementing the Boys Big Up program, which rewards boys for displaying good behavior and deportment. He says the program is one way in which the education system is responding to the reality that boys and girls learn differently.
It is important that we recognize that there are differences in how boys and girls learn within the education system. So the education system cannot be tailored one way. It has to be responsive to the different needs of the learners. This initiative is worthy of praise, and I want to extend my own recognition and congratulation to you for doing this.
Prime Minister Holness was addressing students from the Boys Big Up program during a visit at Jamaica House on Wednesday. Mr. Holness also used the opportunity to emphasize the need for self-discipline and encouraged the boys to see themselves as leaders. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.